Chimney.
Looks like it ought to be chimney.
C-H-I-M-N-E-Y.
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt to test to see if it works.
Yeah. You can do it for
back with the blank page.
What do you do with all this information?
Well, what we do with it is we first go through it and transcribe it, and then, as I said, we've got 500 and some of these things in different states in the Midwest. We arrange them by pages.
You mean finally, what?
Well, we're going to write a couple of books on this feature of the Midwest.
Oh.
One of them is going to deal with simple variations in grammar. One of them is going to deal with variations in sounds.
Oh,
they say Cincinnati or Cincinnati and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is going to deal with words that are different from place to place. Because whether you call it frying pan, a skillet, or whatever.
Spider.
Well, you're
they can see something about the way the country was settled in and so forth, you know, from things like that. So, it could show a lot.
Your teachers tell me how can the students nowadays pronounce words when they don't understand markings like long E and short E.
Guess what? A lot of them can't.
No, I bet.
I should spend time in college teaching them how to do that.
Well, that really doesn't have anything to do with pronouncing words. It just has to do with reading.
I mean, yeah, well, reading what words they haven't seen before. Eh?
But he means
with a dictionary.
The sounds are not there.
Right, I know.
I often wondered how they could.
He learned the sounds well when he was young. He
teach pronunciation of words that was new to him, but marked.
Weston knows the markings. He had a wonderful teacher all of his life.
But I don't see how they can teach him. They have to just remember.
For 8th grade and went another year and took 8th grade.
It's okay.
And he was wonderful.
Take it off.
We got lots of tape on.
Yeah, he mentioned he had the same teacher, and I thought it was a woman teacher.
No, it
was a man teacher.
He was very well educated, and he could just explain anything.
He was a small guy, but
yes, he was
boy, he could run when we were playing games at recesses.
They lived right near the school, and he.
We'd play Dare Base and Prisoner Base. I guess you never had that, did you?
No.
Dare Base?
Yeah,
that was when you dared to go out from your
several base. Several of you'd be standing on one base and have another
dare.
One out there somewhere where you'd dare them to touch that with their feet. I don't know just how that worked. Prisoner Base, if you was tagged while you was in prison, then you'd get to your home. A bunch on your base to get back to touch you before the opposite side would hit you again, slap you.
They
played
that day after day. Had a lot of fun.
The getting back to this thing. When you set the table, you put down obviously your plate. And then a knife, a fork, and what's the third thing?
A spoon.
Yeah, okay. If you want to keep flowers in the house, and you want to have something to put them in, you put them in a
pot or a vase.
Okay.